Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures ended up closing lower across the board here at the close today. March corn down 4.25 at 384 and a quarter. Beans in March down 5.75 at 977.75. And then wheat futures lower in Kansas City and Chicago, down 6.25 cents at 573.25 for the July of 2015 wheat contract. Now, we did not go through the lows of 2 days ago. We did get close and touch them. I guess the low was 572 today. Then it was 572.25. Going back all the way back to the middle part of November where the low was 573-ish. So we have re-touched those levels. And then going back even further to the end of September and the 1st of October, the July wheat went as low as 552.75. So that looks like the next target point. 552.75 would be another 20 cents down for the July wheat here. You know, whenever that happened, it looked like our crop was going well. We were having a pretty good harvest. We had a pretty decent harvest, and then the Russian thing changed. So we're looking for something kind of out of the box, kind of that black swan event to stop the market from going down. The supply certainly suggests that the market is overdone.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Ethanol production only jumped slightly this week, while ethanol stocks have jumped again. You know, last 2 weeks, really, the ethanol stocks have jumped high. Their highest levels in about 2 years for ethanol stocks, partially because the price of oil has come down so much. People aren't as eager to buy the ethanol blended oil instead of just regular gasoline. Profit margins for the second week in a row are in the negative now. They're down about 30 cents, losing 30 cents a bushel in Iowa. So that's interesting to note in terms of corn demand. If ethanol becomes unpopular, then what would happen to that large portion of the corn crop that goes to ethanol? Tomorrow we have the export report delayed one day because of the holiday on Monday. And then also tomorrow afternoon, we have the cattle on feed report, which will come out at 2 o'clock. Early estimates on feed, 101.6% of last year, or 10.759 million head. Placed 95.9% at 1.61 million head, and marketed 95.1% of last year, or 1.651 million head. Again, tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
I'm recapping today's markets. February live cattle down 35 at 153.35. April down 7 at 151.80. March feeder cattle up 102 at 206.32. And April up 70 at 207.05. February lean hog 75 lower at 71.60. April down 135 at 72.87. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 7.5 at 564.75. May down 6.75 at 569.5. March Chicago wheat 3 lower at 533¾. March corn down 4¼ at 383¾. July down 3¼ at 399¼. March soybeans down 6¾ at 976¾. May down 6½ at 983. March cotton 25 lower at 57.76. May down 23 at 58.65. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.